If you saw me 100 years ago, I bet you wouldn't have recognized me. Although I've changed a bit, my past has one thing in common. Thin beauty. Times have changed, I'm afraid, and today I am more impossible than ever to achieve, enhanced by the ruthless touch-ups and the unimaginable possibilities of computers. Not to mention being suffocated by the media every day with my image visible the instant you turn on your TV, plastered on windows in the mall, spotting your Instagram day and night, and passing you in the hall during school. To all the girls listening now, there's something I should have said a long time ago. Don't buy the lie. I'm sorry for causing you so much pain by manipulating your thoughts into deteriorating self-respect and the idea that I am the sole mold you expect yourself to fit into. I'm sorry the media praises me like some sort of god, better than anyone else, like I'm the standard to define your worth. But why should you try to become God, for even he knows it's not possible? Companies have exploited me, putting money before lives. The ultimate test has become who can survive this hunger game of starving yourself, over-exercising, and self-harm, whose ultimate victor is individuality, because only then can you be free of the plastic chains manifested by the very celebrities you idolize. It's not hard to see why 9-year-olds feel better about themselves if they're on a diet. 10-year-olds are afraid of being called fat, and 80% of American women are unsatisfied with their bodies. When I am 7 inches taller and 23 pounds lighter than the average woman. Depression and suicide rates are up, while self-esteem is at an all-time low. I am seen for my looks, my face, my skin, my hair. I wonder if personality will ever make headlines instead of what I wear. One size fits all has become a size 2 label to make you feel as pretty as the shiny mannequins, dressed and redressed until they are perfect, only to be stripped apart again when the level of beauty has risen once again only 1 week later. No one's ever happy, including me, for even I feel ugly at times, despite the praise that I receive from this whole country. Shouldn't the only thing we display that's one size fits all be a smile? After all, we all deserve to be happy. Have you ever wondered why happiness is so hard to achieve? Isn't it funny how it's turned into some sort of war caused by a number flashing on the scale, the size of our skinny jeans, and the lack of acne on our faces? You will never see me with cellulite, stretch marks, or with one strand of hair out of place. I have the perfect boyfriend, rose makeup, a room that looks like it was taken out of a Hollywood movie, and above all, I have curves, I am skinny, and I am happy. Who wouldn't be? But sometimes it all gets a bit overwhelming, and I lose hope in my artificial life. We all want what we can't have. I just wish they would make me more realistic so that I'm not the answer to your prayers, because what so many people don't realize is that you created me. Don't buy the lie, because that's exactly what it is, an empty promise that misleads you to unhappiness. Don't listen to what they advertise, televise, post, or boast, because once you escape from that trap, you will feel as free as the clouds and able to transform into anything you want to be, where no one can hold you down. Some people look down on rule breakers, but if the rule is unjust, I say break it until you make it right. Don't wear something or buy something or act a certain way just because it's what I do. The game will change soon enough, and what's beautiful now will be history tomorrow. Plastic will eventually break, and when it does, escape from these chains. Never look back. Anything can be broken, but everything can be repaired.